Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
We are going to talk about that unprecedented third round of support measures to help tide Singapore through 1 month of COVID-19 circuit breaker distancing measures that will take effect today.
Yes, indeed. Despite the busy traffic, I don't understand.
That's an odd one.
Yeah, very odd. It's called the Solidarity Package, the third round of budget. It aims to support workers, businesses and households. The supplementary measures mark the first time in history that the government here in Singapore has released three budget statements in less than 2 months while tapping Singapore's reserves.
So why is it necessary? Another budget right after the announcement of the resilience budget? Is this comprehensive enough? Will we need more? Song Seng-Woon, economist at CIMB Private Bank, is on the line with us. Uncle Song, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hope everybody keeping well as well.
Are doing our best. Are you at home? Are you taking care of your plants, perhaps?
I came in the office to water the plant. They also need care during this.
Water
the plant and then balik and then, let by at home.
Yeah.
Okay, so everything in isolation in that sense.
Indeed. Only one in the office and I think only one on the road when I was walking in earlier.
I think a bit of urban gardening is good for everyone at the moment. Keep them calm.
Yeah.
Uncle Song,
gardens, this isn't your typical garden variety recession, so that's why we had all these issues.
Well, exactly. So let's get on and talk about that then. The Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister, Mr. Heng Swee Keat, he's been very busy, hasn't he? He's now announced the solidarity budget. Why do you think it was so necessary? And right after the resilience budget as well?
Well, I suppose it's not just him who's busy. I think the poor team that works with him has been doing nonstop since before Chinese New Year, up New Year, and now into April as well. As we were talking earlier, this isn't your typical garden variety recession. Well, we are talking about shocks to both sides of the demand as well as the supply side of the economy. I explained the supply because when we've got travel restriction in place, just delivery of goods and services will be affected, not just within but between countries. And then as the restriction hit, the demand side obviously will be affected by job losses and companies not able to pay workers. And as we've seen with the U.S., job data over the last couple of weeks, the last 3 weeks, we have seen a sharp spike as company essentially took the easy way out and just put the burden of supporting workers onto the state. So with the, coronavirus outbreak just essentially going global and pandemic getting from bad to worse, we essentially have to continue to see what we can do to help businesses which has already been hit, obviously, at the front line and travel and hospitality side, to now almost every segment and sectors of the economy being affected, some more so than others itself. So essentially all companies across all industries and sectors being affected, which is why we've got a more comprehensive support being rolled out.
Yeah, everyone is going to be affected for sure. But I'm curious, though, Uncle Song, we see a lot of payouts being brought forward, a lot of the measures being brought forward. But how do you think this will help, considering that we're already in circuit breaker mode in that sense? Do you think it could have been done sooner?
I think this is where we calibrate it to, depending on how the unfolding economic recession just deepens itself. When the budget was presented as per normal back in February, we know that things are tough, but had not expected such a deep recession to unfold so quickly. So I think this is the key thing in that, because it's gone global in a more significant manner, with essentially most countries in the world are going to be suffering from a deep to bad recession this year. Singapore, obviously being the most vulnerable given the open nature and heavy reliance on trade. Well, there's little bit on trade except for trade coming in and essential supplies of goods, etc. So we gonna, in that sense, full force as the impact essentially intensify itself. So, yeah, it is really about trying to put a mat under the economy as we try to cushion the deep recession which is spreading around the world.
Yeah, we're speaking to Song Seng-Woon, economist at CIMB Private Bank, otherwise known here as Uncle Song. So let's talk about April. their focus is on the month of April. The government also announcing that the foreign worker levy for the month of April will be waived. So first of all, why are we only talking about this month? And we are getting warnings that there could be some sort of extension. What do you think?
Yeah, I suppose, again, coming to the earlier point of cash flow, in that when you have no revenue growth because of restrictions and etc., you really try to help companies retain their labor force with whatever ways and means you can. And if it is about the levy, yeah, at least for now, we'll see. I think it will be a case of playing it by ear or noise from the ground on a weekly, monthly basis. So now it's okay, let's deal with it for this month. There are perhaps signs that the outbreak is starting to trail off, which is why we've got the markets over doing the big cheer last night over Wall Street, although we think that's a bit premature. But every little news of hope, I think, is gladly embraced. So coming back home, so essentially it's okay, let's deal with this month first. If it doesn't get better, we can roll it forward. I think it will be a case of rolling support measures if need be.
Uncle Song, I do want to talk a little bit about this. It might be a bit complicated. Well, when you have a rainy day, like today, for example, you dip into your savings. And then after that, you start thinking about how do you re-recover that savings. The money has to come from somewhere. I want to talk about the effect to the NIRC. I mean, what kind of recovery are you looking at? L-shape, U-shape? I know for a fact that an L-shape recovery is not what we want to go through, because that's what Greece went through during the global financial crisis. So basically, you never get back to where you once was.
Indeed. I suppose this is where we will essentially say that we do have, I suppose, big, in a sense, war chest for us to be able to fund what we are doing today as well. You know, I think, what was it, Japan also announced an even larger fiscal boost or support. Yeah, I think their budget, you know, is something deficit is going to be something like 20% of GDP. Going to be far more challenging for Japan, where you have a far more serious problem of aging, but hopefully with productivity drive coming through, they still will be able to get sort of a recovery in of some sorts and income growth coming through. So similar kind of picture for us, in that on the plus side, we do have the large sort of savings we can fall back on, past reserve to dip into. Where we see hope going forward, obviously, is if we continue to focus on, i.e., the strong point, i.e., in terms of productivity, in terms of how we can make our businesses leaner, more, I suppose, driven by technology, digitization being embraced and rolled through. I would say after the recovery, we surely will. I mean, unless we are so doom and gloom that this is the end of the world and we shut up and go to sleep and never wake up again, we don't go down that route. We will see the recovery as this crisis will surely pass. So this is where the growth and contribution back to reserve can resume again. But for now, it is time to dig into that little savings box that our grandma and grandpa had been helping to contribute to.
Yeah, and Uncle Song, it's also time to dig deep on our mental reserves as well, because the circuit breaker is going into effect. It means stay at home. It means get a grip, do your part. Very quickly, that feels quite real. What also feels quite real is when you see the picture on page A3 of the Straits Times, and it's an empty airport terminal. Aviation has been hit so hard. That's going to stay shut for, 18 months. Let's talk about Singapore Airlines real quick. It's been hit hard. Are we going to see bailout?
Well, in a sense, we're already seeing support for companies, large and small, itself. In the case of Singapore Airlines, obviously, need far more help just because you can't fly. There's no revenue growth at this juncture. So what we have seen, whether you're talking about Singapore Airlines or you're speaking about for household, individuals or self-employed, it is essentially bailing everybody out. Using and dipping into reserve itself to essentially support confidence and, I think, business morale. Very important. I see on the individual front as well. When you see that picture, you get very depressed. But obviously, if there's money in hand, whether you're working for Singapore Airlines or whether you're working on your own, it does help lift spirit or at least try to get you through this more trying times itself. So I think supporting mind, body and soul, particularly important, not just physical handout to help either companies or individuals.
We've been speaking with Song Sing Woon, economist at CIMB Private Bank. Uncle Song, thank you for taking the time. You stay safe and stay healthy, okay?
You too. Take care, everybody.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.